Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us have a second class. Let's sing in 403. Let's have one more hymn. Any sister can choose one. Any of you? Any hymn? 425. As long as we stand up, we don't dozing, so it's good.
Oh, this city?
We belong to King. So far, I haven't used this whiteboard. It's next to me as my wife, and this one's here. It's very comfort me. So I have to use this whiteboard one day, some hour. So we finish. I am way, truth, and life, and then I'm the true vine. I think that one's already included, so we can finish up here for the seven I am. Well, I mentioned the last I am. Someone says when John chapter 7, when Jesus talk about his deity, Abraham, before Abraham, Abraham was born, I am, and showing up. He is God, he himself explained, I am who I am. Yeah. When Moses asked him, what is your name? He said, I am who I am. Where is it mentioned in the book of Exodus? Because this, I think Exodus 3:14 says, I am who I am. It says, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, 14, says, I am who I am. Mention of God is Almighty God. Since you mentioned the Almighty God, you have noticed the book of John chapter 1. In the beginning was Word. So you can tell in the beginning was Word. This in the beginning is very different than Genesis chapter 1. And once you look at the Genesis chapter 1, this in the beginning. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. But here, the John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In other senses, say, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Yeah, same thing. Creation. John chapter 1 is a focus on the creation. So. This creation is a creation of his, a creation within his spiritual kingdoms. This is creations. Because when God created earth and heaven, that's a physical creation. But at that time, of course, God is his creation. He himself is with there. So in the creation. So when God created man, the man can live forever. But when their sin is not there, but when they commit sin, the life is changed because they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. And then no longer be in the Garden of Eden. So since then, they cannot experience of God after that. They really can face to face. But at the beginning, when God created, they can see God face to face. But after that, no more after that. We can say they lost God. Later on, and when God chose Abraham, through his descendant, God blessed them. And now he can express his name. So he says, I am who I am. One time I met the Jehovah Witness. Why your church name is Jehovah Witness? You have to change the Jesus Witness. Because they do not believe Jesus as the God Himself. They believe that Jesus is one of the created, created ones. They don't even believe the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as a God Himself, but they believe it as a just force. So they have a, they do not have a, actually they do not have a name of God in their life. That's why they, what they're saying, they have a, the kingdom is in for themselves, but actually not sure. I'm sorry. So, friends. But we know the name of Jesus is name of Jesus. It's come from above in heaven. It's a Father's name. In chapter 17, when Jesus prayed to God before he captured, he made the last offer to God. He prayed for himself. He prayed for his disciple, and prayed for us, those who believe in him, and to give a name from you, that I glorify your name. So let us to be one, just like you and I be one. It is a blessing that we believe in God as a, the true God, the Almighty God, as an everlasting God. So we are now in the John chapter 1, is in the beginning was the Word. The in the beginning, we have to think about in the beginning, is a time issue and space issues. No, this is not time and space, this is a spiritual dimension issues. So when, let's look at the one book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4. Who has performed and accomplished it, calling forth the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the first, and the last, I am He. I am the one. I am the one, the Creator. I am the one, everlasting God. I am here. When John, John chapter 18, when the people seeking him to seize him to under the to put him on the cross, I said, at that time people come looking for Jesus and I am here. It's such a power. No one can approach him. But all just. They were custom, they just away from him, they all falling down. Because God Himself is sure. He Himself is Almighty God. When the Bible mentioned, I am the last, I am the first, I am Alpha and Omega, and the book of Revelation says, that means He's no ending and no beginning and no end. So in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, this in the beginning is not the time issue of in the beginning. So I hope you can clarify that part. Once you look at the Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, verse from 22. Proverbs chapter 8, verse from 22. 22 to 26. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his work of old. Works of old. 23. Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 22. Now 23. For everlasting I was established from the beginning, from the earliest time of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountain was settled, before the hills I was brought forth. The while he had not yet made the earth and the field, nor the first dust of the word. He mentioned about that he prepare him is actually before the foundations of the earth actually. Once you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 1, Paul mentioned that he chose us before the later foundations, remember? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, just as chapter 1 verse 4, book of Ephesians, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. So here, he mentioned that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So before the foundation of the world means in his eternity, choose us. It makes sense? In his eternity, choose us. In his eternity, he created us. As long as I hold it, I feel better. In the beginning was Word. Because that means God's will was in the, God's will was in His eternity. Genesis chapter 1, creation, all the creations. Remember, because Genesis chapter 1, all this creation is physical creations. Remember when the first day what God creates? There shall be light, right? There shall be light. But some says that God created the light and the spiritual light. That means before this light, God was darkness then? No. God himself is light. So we can say, in the beginning was light. Then it makes sense. But it's so when you look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, God, there shall be light. That means that this light is not the spiritual light. Light is already exists because God himself light. So when we mention that in the beginning was light, then it makes sense. So remember the Genesis chapter 1, that's the time and spaces begin. So that's in the beginning. His love and creation, his love coming into us through the creation of the Word. That's in the beginning. So the beginning of the time and space from then on. But this John chapter 1 in the beginning is eternity. His eternity, there is he was there, his word is there. So now it makes sense. Can you get it? Yeah, okay, thank you. So you're nodding then. I know you're very tired, so your voice is even very tired, but you sing him, I enjoy, but thank God in the beginning. Once, you know, book of John, you find out that there's a seven descriptions of the Lord Jesus. Book of John, chapter 1 here, the word is Jesus, as you can see that, word is Jesus. A light is Jesus, because he came into the darkness as a light. The word is the truth. He came into the word. The truth is a light. The word is come from the eternity. The light is eternity, and also the light is true life with him. So this comes from the eternity. The life coming into us means we receive him. That we can have an eternity. So once you look at John chapter 1, verse 12 says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Verse 13, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We are born of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that in chapter 3, born of water and spirit. So if you get into the eternity, if you receive him, If you receive the light, if you receive the word in your life, if you receive the love of Christ in your life, the eternity is coming into you.
I want to use it because it's here. Something missing. Is it right? And we're at the beginning with God create, right? God create. This, we can say this is the beginning of creation, the earth and the, you know, this the material world with God create. This is the creation of the world at the beginning. So this is Genesis chapter 1. When God created the world, at that time there's eternity. Everything that all the creation have eternity with God. So man can have eternal life. I really thank God I don't have to live 900 years. That's a blessing nowadays. If we have eternity, then 900 years is a blessing. 1,000 years is a blessing. But sin, because sin came into the world, our life is shortened. Remember after the Noah's flood, life is shortened. Thank God I don't want to live here in this world 120 years even. I don't like that. Thank God I die, you know, quite early. Huh? This way on Monday I'm flying. That is the first time of course, before I experienced the turbulence, you know, the airplane, that time is really, it's a roller coaster. It's down and then, some of them, even the cubbies fall that much. I almost close to eternity then. Well, anyway, the God created of the world. At this time, these creations, at that time, God communicated with the man at that time. So this creation was a blessing of God because there's eternity. Anything in this world has eternity, then it's a blessing. In your life, in my life, think about eternity, then it becomes a blessing. But anything that belongs to this world, of course we need it because our life is flesh, we need it here. It doesn't mean that our goal and our purpose is in this world. Our purpose is in the eternity. Otherwise, we have no meaning at all. Anyway, the creation of the world here. And this is a time, this we call the first Adam. Remember? This first Adam. A short time, the communication with God, this creation is a communication connected with God, which means that this creation connect with the eternity at that time. Because communicate with God. But once we commit sin, we call the lost paradise. Which means we lost eternity. We lost our Garden of Eden in their life. After that, we can call that this is the darkness. This darkness come upon us. Darkness come upon us. Sin trying to control us from then on. So we are all under the sin. Our generations. My dream come true. So I can holding the microphone now. So darkness come to us from Genesis chapter 4. You can tell life is changed. Even the killings there, jealousy is there, and also when the Genesis chapter 6, when the you know, during the time of Noah, everybody thinking about, you know, the evil in their minds. So full of evil control the whole entire the human's life. So the judgments come upon the human life at that time, right? So, and in Noah's time is for the judge. Once we are in the darkness, then judgment is imminent. Judgment is the one coming into us. That's why, because Hebrew chapter 9:27 says, everybody, there's a life once, and then after that, there's a judgment. But remember, this judgment is not for you and not for me. The judgment is this judgment is those who do not believe in God, those who pay the price for their sin, then they have to face the judgment. Now the darkness come upon here. God chose the Abraham, and also chose Jacob's 12 sons. From the Abraham's era is a start. Abraham and then his descendant Jacob's 12 sons as the Israelites, their time. These peoples, Israelites, problems, spelling problems. Israel. So Israel, this is very geographically. Yeah? This is only just talking about the physically mentioned that. But this is the picture. This is the picture of the New Testament time anyway. But this one is only just exclusive to this chosen race, physically, yeah? These people. But these people do not have a chance to reach to the eternity just like this time. It makes sense? This time, how they connect with God is through the offering. Because you studied the Leviticus, right? So offering is the way. So offering means major offering, for example, like a major offering, is sin offering, right? Sin offering, guilty offering, and peace offering. All this offering is that you want to connect with God, simply. But at that times, at this time, only connection is through the Levites. After that, during the time of Moses, after that, the Levites is the one that they become between God and Israelites. So, Israelites, if you are one of 11 tribes, you have no chance to come into the holy place. Do you know what I mean? Only Levites can get into the tabernacle within their place. You know, the front yard, and then there's a tabernacles. There was a temple of God. Well, later on become a temple anyway. But this time, Israelites, there's a limitation. There's a limitation to connect with the eternity. There is we can say it this way. There's a way to reach to the eternity is very limited. When they want to connect with God, then because they're a sinner, their original sin with them, so only God chooses the Levites and anoint them, and then they let them to work for all the Israelites. So anybody who commits sin, bring the animal for the sin offering, and then they make him bring this to make a burnt offering to God, so they make their sin to be forgiven. And also every year, the Day of Atonement, and the high priest go into the holy place for the forgiveness of their sin. The reason is because they want to connect with the eternity of their God. That is the main reason, sir. So that their life will be blessed from God. I take 4 hours to do that. And after that, this one has its own limitation. So Jesus came here. Jesus came in. You can say, Jesus, the Word become flesh. Now the Word now become flesh. This time is very different than this time. A total different era. So when Jesus came, the era is totally changed. Before, there's a limitation. But now when Jesus came to this world, Now we are getting into the eternity. We're back to eternity. That's what we are, you know, if you look at the book of John, chapter 1, verse 16, for the law was, no, that's 17, 16, for his fullness was have all received, and grace upon grace. This is a grace upon the grace. Not only the single grace, but grace upon the grace. This much blessing. Because when Jesus came, why it becomes a good news? Because Jesus opened this one. Once you read the book of John, Jesus came to this world as a light. But darkness doesn't like his light. This light. The light means eternity. The eternity, the word God is, in the beginning was God. God is eternity. So he bring the light, which is eternity. Anybody who believe in him, he can come into this eternity. But at that time, most of people in this darkness. But people do not believe in him. Even the chapter 5, you know, people searching the scripture for the eternal life, but the love of Christ in their minds, they don't receive the word of God. So there's no eternity. When Jesus talked to Nicodemus, you come from heaven, you come from above, that's why I performed the such miracles, and the sign come out from you. But you have to get into this eternity. He gave us an important word. This is called a born again. It's not come from the mother's womb. That's what Jesus defined, the spirit as flesh is flesh. What I'm talking about is a spirit. So you have to born again. So once you are born again, then you get into this spirit. And then once you become a born again Christians, which means you're out of the flesh. You are out of the flesh with the darkness, that you are born again Christian, you are eternity. That's it. This concept. So why so blessing that what Jesus came into this world? Because Jesus opened this world. And when Jesus died on the cross, he shed blood. You know, the chapter one, when John look at the Jesus, look at the Lamb of God who carried our sins. This is a picture, he saw it. Because this picture is a picture of salvation. The Savior comes. The picture of the Lamb of God. Why? Because why he baptized by the John the Baptist? Because here, when John chapter 1, because, you know, John the Baptist, he didn't know too. Verse 4, verse 31, and I did not recognize him, but in order that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptized in water. And John bore witness, saying, I have behold the Spirit descend as a dove out of the heaven, and he remained upon him. 33, and I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water say to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and the remain upon him, this is the one who baptized in the Holy Spirit. So Jesus came to the John the Baptist, he baptized. So because the John the Baptist testified him, yes, I see the light. It's not Jesus himself. See, from the beginning, but there's somebody who give such an authority, mentioned that, see the light. See the eternity, the one who lead us, the Lamb of God. So he saw that. So that's why he come to the John the Baptist, he baptized. So this one, the John the Baptist, he mentioned that. That's why John chapter 1, verse 7 says, he came for the witness that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. So that's the That's the witness that himself come, why he baptized. Now I like to, because this one, since I draw here, so we can save the space. Entire book of John, when you read the book of John, you can say, this is the book of John, book of John. When Jesus become flesh, Jesus become, you know, become flesh. When Jesus become flesh here, single purpose. What single purpose is, he come to this world to save us. There's no any other. This the word become flesh is the single purpose, not come to judge us. This one. The meaning is this. Remember the Numbers 21 when Israel had commit sin, they complained to God and Moses. At that time God sending the serpent, the biting the Israelites people. Remember? So people start to die. So what happened? God asked Moses, making the bronze serpent, bronze, the one in the hospital, you can see the right bronze serpents. You make this one, put the standard. Anybody who see this serpent, they will survive. So the Jesus himself mentioned that, I am the same. Once you look at the chapter 3, verse 14. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So Jesus, his crucifixion on the cross, this is the picture of the bronze serpent. The bronze serpent, the function is simple, for to save the people, not to judge the people. But what God says, it becomes their judgment. If anybody who bitten by the serpent do not see the serpent, they cannot survive. Now it makes sense, book of John now. So he came to, he become flesh, single purpose for the salvation. But also the book of John mentioned that, where is the book of John mentioned that? Chapter 7, I think, chapter 5, he mentioned that verse 24, not even the Father to judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. It sounds like he's the one who judges people, but actually not. But the word of Jesus, which is come from his Father, to judge the people. This time I cannot record it. Just a minute. Never mind. So I'll just find out later. So we can go on here. So from chapter 2, once you look at the book of chapter 2, you have noticed all the word, when Jesus says, this is a word, all the words belongs to eternity. All the word what Jesus says is eternity. You have to make sense. All the word what Jesus says is eternity. So people cannot understand. Those who are in the darkness, their eyes is closed. They cannot see the word of God. That means they cannot see the light. So the chapter 9, when the born blind man was healed, and then the Jewish people, he said, we are the blind. If you say you're blind, then you have a chance to be open, but you says your eyes is open, so your sin is remain with you. They think they can see, but actually they cannot see it. Just like a book of Revelation, what church you... Korean words are Galatians, and What English pronounce this? You remember the church that have the eyes is like the lukewarm face church? The church name, there was a lukewarm face.
Anybody?
Lardish, yeah. Lardish. Sorry. Because why their face is lukewarm? We can ask ourselves why their face is lukewarm. Because they cannot see it. They cannot see it. They are deceived by themselves. Their eyes is not open. So that was the problem. So now, Book of John, all the words, here is eternity. So even when, from the beginning in chapter 2, Cana, remember the events? The mother Mary says, they says no wine, and then Jesus says, woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come. Because my hour here. My hour is not come yet. Once you look at the book of John, chapter 7, this is very like Jesus has a double standard, it sounds like. Because his brother says, you say you are the Son of God, then you're supposed to be expose yourself to the people, let the people know that you are. That's how supposed to, as a logically. So the chapter 7 verse 4 says, no one does anything in secret when he himself is seek to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. So show yourself to the world. So people know that you're Son of God, if you are truly. But they don't believe in Jesus. And Jesus 6 says, Jesus therefore say to them, my time is not yet at hand. My time is not yet at hand. Because this time is Jesus, second time he go to Jerusalem at that times. But still, his time is not yet. That means his time, which is the John chapter 12, when he ride a donkey up to the Jerusalem, that's the time. Not yet. That's the third time. Book of John mentioned about the three times Jesus, you know, he goes to the Jerusalem. The third time, which is the one he wants to expose himself to the publicly, as a victorious God, you know, the it's like marching toward to the Jerusalem, you know, that's the picture. That time is not yet. So once you chapter 7, no, after that Jesus secretly go to the Jerusalem. You see that chapter 7, because the time official time is not yet. Still he goes to Jerusalem, but this time, that the time is eternity, that he himself died on the cross, is not yet, third time, which means, so not yet, you mentioned that. So once you look at the book of John, many times, the kind of conversations, what Jesus said, what the people says, kind of gap. Once you understand this gap, then you can put together. Just like, for example, like, you know, John chapter 2, John chapter 2, verse 19. Jesus answered, say to them, John chapter 2, verse 19, Jesus answered, say to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Destroy this temple. And then they says, it took 46 years to build the temple. 46 years. Because this temple start from the BC 19. Right? BC 19, all the way to 46 years. So 46 minus 19 is how much is it? 27
years.
And is it 27?
Yeah, 27.
Right. Because this temple not built by even own people, right? King Herod start to build this temple. And this one, I think, finished the... If you have a study Bible, I think that tells you when the temple is finished. AD 60 some. So it, this temple have a long time period that they built this temple. But remember, because 80-70, Tito, you know, the general Tito from Rome came and destroyed everything. Which means that they are utterly destroyed. Only just one wall side is left now. So the Jewish people now just go there. Have you seen that? They just look at the wall and then they... The word for the cry, well, I don't know the name of that, but you know that there? Because this temple has to be destroyed. If this temple still stands, then there's a problem. Because Jesus himself become a true temple of God. So this, the Jerusalem, now that the Jerusalem, they should not have the actually temple of God there. It only the become object of worshiping then. It's just like in, you know, bronze serpents until remain to the Solomon, remember? People just evilly, you know, worship the bronze serpent. Because bronze serpent only the purpose during the time of, you know, Numbers 21 at that time. After that, this bronze serpent has to be destroyed. There's no more purpose. And yeah, because I'm trying to explain this one, because the word eternity. Because what Jesus mentioned, that destroy the physical temple, but I build the temple, which is the spiritual temple, in the eternity within 3 days. He mentioned about the sign, he himself. People seeking sign, and remember, seeking sign, so the Jesus one time, he just rebuked the generation, this generation. This is a perfect generation. Only I can show the sign that, you know, Jonah for 3 days, 3 nights in the darkness, they mentioned. Well, mentioned about his resurrection after 3 days. So truly he can build his temple. So that's a spiritual. That mentioned, that concept is in the eternity here. So anyway, time is up. Right? But I drew the picture here. Finally, I used this whiteboard. I thank God. So this its own purpose. Any questions so far? Because tonight I like to, because I speak here, speak there, you know, just seems like these guys have not any structures. It's just right here and there, you know, just hard to take a note. There is no order, and but it's okay as long as you can get the understanding. It's there, because tonight we can list all the chapters, so you can remember what you throughout a few these 4 hours, 5 hours. So we can, I'll let you know how much you know Book of John so far. And later you can be satisfied. So tonight we can go over the whole 21 chapter within one picture. So that you can, at least you go home, still you will remember. Then I did my purpose. Let's pray in silence. Amen.